Bob Hansen, Mr. Chairman, no thank you. Appreciate it. Nothing from here.
Thank you.
Any questions for board members?
There's none. Thank you. Thank you, DFO, for your intervention. Okay, the next... the next interviewers will be GN, DOE. Can we have sworn in or affirm?
Please state your full name and spell it for the record.
Helen Yeh, H-E-L-E-N-Y-E-H.
And you swear that the evidence to be given by you shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I swear.
Could you please state your full name and spell it for the record?
Full name is Earl Badaloon. It's E-A-R-L-E, B-A-D-D-A-L-O-O.
And you swear that the evidence to be given by you shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Do you need more time to setting up? Okay. Okay, DFO, GN, take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, board members. My name is Earl Badaloo, and I am Director of Environmental Protection for Department of Environment, part of the Nunavut government family. Firstly, I would like to express my sincere thanks and appreciation to the Nunavut Water Board for allowing us the opportunity to present our intervention at this public hearing activity in Baker Lake regarding Aniko Eagle's Meadowbank Gold Project. Secondly, I'd like to acknowledge the proponent, Aniko Eagle, and thirdly, thank the host, Baker Lake, for allowing us the opportunity to visit their hamlet and to carry out this activity in their beautiful community. Sitting next to me is Ms. Helen Ye, Manager of Environmental Assessment and Land Use for the Department of Environment. Ms. Ye will be doing the technical intervention for the Department of Environment today, after which I will deliver the Department of Community and Government Services position in regard to security bonding for the marshalling area facilities, followed by some closing remarks. Ms. Ye.
Thank you, Earl. On behalf of GNDOE, I would like to present our review on the Meadowbank Water License application submitted by Agnico Eagle Mines Limited, or AEM.
I didn't hear your name.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, Helen Ye with GNDOE. Before I proceed my review, I would like to briefly go through our legislation related to this project. And these are Environmental Protection Act and Wildlife Act. The Environmental Protection Act creates a GN authority to regulate the discharge of contaminants and their impact on the environment. The Wildlife Act creates the GNDOE authority for the management of human activity that impact wildlife. And lastly, we also have the responsibility under the CCMB Canada-wide standards, as the government of Nunavut is a signatory to the standards. Our review and the concerns or recommendation related to this Meadowbank Water License application fall under the following six topics: water management and water quality, waste management, geochemistry, contingency planning, monitoring, and lastly, closure and reclamation. Issue number one is related to water quality. During part of the mine operation, there will be discharges from the attenuation ponds to the environment through the Portage and Wally Lake diffusers. GNDOE were previously unclear about the discharge standards. In response to our previous concern, AEM indicates that discharges would comply with the metal mining effluent regulations, or MMER, at the diffuser discharge points. AEM further indicates that they will ensure water quality meets either the CCMB within a 30-meter radius of the two diffusers or site-specific criteria. GNDOE further recommends that the site-specific criteria should be approved by Environment Canada. We recommend the above discussed commitment and recommendation forms the terms of the license if it's issued. Issue number two is related to water management. AEM proposes water management and mitigation measures that will control and minimize discharges to the environment for water in contact with mine site components. AEM also proposes treatment methods to address concentration of total suspended solids, metals, and cyanide species. In the GNDOE technical submission, we commented that even the best models cannot compare with the evaluation of operational monitoring data that allows for refined water quality predictions and management plans, including treatment needs. GNDOE therefore recommended that AEM refine water quality predictions and management plans based on monitoring data during operation. And AEM concurred with our recommendation. AN's commitment to refine and update water quality predictions and management plans based on